Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Andy Garst back on the show. Andy is an expert on monetary issues. He's an expert on rare coins. He's a gold expert. You see him on television all the time. His handsome face is there. He's the author of a number of books, including The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. He's our good friend Andy. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So before we get into the you're here for our FedWatch show. We're going to talk about the Fed in a little bit. But before we do, we've had something just happen last night that I want you to talk about. The president gave his State of the Union speech, his second one, but the first one when he had a little bit of performance under his belt. What do you think about his speech last night?
I thought it was awesome. The era of economic surrender is over. Wow. Powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Put the nation back to work. Yeah, this is exactly what we talked about when he was candidate Trump. The idea that here comes a businessman, looks at this economy and says, like a mechanic,
right?
Oh, I see what's wrong here. You have a governor over here, and you have a restrictor over here, and you're choking it over here. Well, he came in and removed all those restrictions, and suddenly the engine's running like a...
Yeah. Remember when you were a kid and your dad pulled up and raised the hood, and the mechanic walked up and said, there's your trouble.
Right. That's about right. And you know, God rest the previous administration. You know, they had a different way of doing things. So they wanted to control inflation from the supply side by making our factories unbusy, by, you know, idling.
Well, they didn't believe in the dynamism. That administration did not believe in the dynamism of the American economy, which is a global phenomenon.
Yes. Well, I think they may have believed in it, Jim, but they didn't want to see it running so strong.
Well, perhaps
because
you're
obviously
right.
the inflation would have been upon us much quicker.
Yeah.
Had the administration.
You're giving them too much credit. I don't think inflation was there. I think there was something more sinister than that. But let's hit what I loved about President Trump's speech was everything about it was in America, warts and all, we're a great nation. We can do anything we want to do. All we have to do is believe in ourselves. And just be proud of being in America again. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, nothing. You know, it was getting to the point where being a nationalist was a dirty thing. I'm an America First guy long before Donald Trump maybe even considered running
me
for
too.
President. So I get the America First thing, and it bothered me that patriotism was seen the same way as religion. Like, how corny is it to be patriotic? Well, I'm a corny guy. 4th of July, I wear my red, white,
right.
and blue. I fly my flag on Flag Day. I salute my veterans on Veterans Day.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know where it went, but I'm sure happy that it's back.
And
it
he
feels
also,
good.
He also recognizes the things that America has that we can take advantage of, like coal. He ended the war on coal this year, as you pointed out to me earlier. He talked about that. I love the idea that he's excited about America being a net exporter of energy.
Absolutely. And, you know, coal, I don't want to talk bad about it, but it was on its way out. It still is. And, you know, anyone who thinks that we'll be burning coal 30 years from now really hasn't paid attention to the alternative energy world,
and yet we have one of the largest reserves of coal anybody in the world.
That's exactly correct. And so to put an unnatural death knell to it, I think was a waste of the administration's effort.
It hurt a lot of people too.
It set America back.
No question about it.
Indeed.
Yeah. So,
as did all those regulations, Jim, it wasn't just the regulations on coal. If there's one thing I give this president immense credit for, and that is removing the shackles from America's industry.
That's right, for sure. That's right. 22 for every new regulation, he cut 22 regulations. If that's accurate, and I believe
sure.
it is, because you and I are seeing it out there. That's an amazing burden taken off of America's job creators, right?
Right. And the one thing I really loved about that speech last night, you know what I heard was, we, our, we.
Right.
And, in the previous years, I've heard I, me, my.
Yeah.
All
that stuff.
He certainly he knows the difference. That's
Andy, I need your website, please.
Andy at andygoss.com is my email. And Andy Goss, G-A-U-S-E, that's my website.
All right, so check it out. Folks, we're going to come back after the break and talk about the Fed and what they're doing. They got a big date this week. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.